young D'Artagnan found his mother, who was waiting for him with the famous recipe, of which the counsels we have just repeated would necessitate frequent employment. The adieus on this side were longer and more tender than they had been on the other. Not that Monsieur D'Artagnan did not love his son, who was his only offspring, but Monsieur D'Artagnan was a man, and he would have considered it unworthy of a man to give way to his feelings, whereas Madame D'Artagnan was a woman, and still more a mother. She wept abundantly, and let us speak to the praise of Monsieur D'Artagnan the younger, notwithstanding the efforts he made to remain firm, as a future musketeer ought. Nature prevailed, and he shed many tears, of which he succeeded with great difficulty in concealing the half. The same day the young man set forward on his journey, furnished with the three paternal gifts,